Once, in a place so far away, miles and eons cannot describe, there were a pair of lovers with a love so circumscribed that there would never be room for another in either of their lives. They had no way of knowing one of them would not survive. For in that time and place, there was about to occur a cataclysm unlike anything of which we've ever heard. Details are not important. Let it suffice for me to say it was decided that the lovers would love another day. So from the jaws of death they were saved, their destination slated. Her journey was complete, and while her young men waited, some hideous accident of fate did halt him while en route, neither letting him inside nor locking him without. She never saw his face again or ever heard him talk, but there were times, like when she cried, or when alone she'd walk, she'd feel a presence so distinct, yet never quite defined. Those that saved his life and hers sought to block him from her mind. He lived each yesterday as now, each hour so remembered. Sometimes he wished that he could die than to be so dismembered. But time and time and time again, he stepped between his lover and some dread spiritual ill that sought to take her under. Finally, his silent cries reached such a crest, such a protest, that it was decided, since he would never take a rest, when the time was right, he would be allowed one touch. The way he'd taken care of her, he'd certainly earned that much. So one night, as she slumbered, the veil was pulled aside. Trembling as he watched her sleep, he put his hand inside, and smiling, he remembered as he touched her warm, smooth skin the many times he'd taken her when she had gladly let him in. He knew he'd never feel again the sweet warmth of her breast or speak the warm devotion he felt as her body he undressed, nor see again the smile she wore when she'd take him inside or put their sweet love into words, though many times he'd tried. He gently laid his fingers on her tiny neck and shoulder, and wished there was a way that she could hear the words he told her, but her flesh recoiled at his approach, though not so much from fright as from the feeling that the touch she felt was just too right. Of course she had no inkling, she had no way to know, that trapped between her present and her past of long ago, lived someone who had loved her in the most passionate of ways, one who hoped she didn't mind too much when he frightened her that way.